Lecture 3, Second Century and Self-Definition.
We have seen that Christianity was not born out of a carefully developed program by Jesus of Nazareth, but by the conviction that this executed criminal was the resurrected Lord and the life-giving Spirit among his followers. In our last lecture, we caught a glimpse of earliest Christianity in its first years, how it moved across the Roman Empire from Jerusalem to Rome, establishing dozens of small communities, managing five major transitions as it did from the beginning, writing letters, engaging in certain shared practices, experiencing persecution from without, and divisions already from within. In this lecture, I want to look at our next identifiable historical moment, namely the second century, because it is in the second century I want to show that Christianity really defined itself as a new and distinct religion, rather than as a sect of Judaism. In the beginning of the second century of the Common Era, Christianity had become an identifiable presence in the Roman Empire, whose development was natural and organic, but was also bore the marks of its first creative expansion. The most obvious thing that strikes us when we look at Christianity in the early years of the second century is the dominance of Gentile Christianity over Jewish Christianity, and of Greco-Roman culture on Christianity. From the beginning, Christianity had been much more successful at drawing Gentiles into its ranks than Jews. And there was an increased difficulty in appealing to fellow Jews. For example, around the year 57, Paul, in his letter to the Romans, in chapters 9 to 11, engages in a long argument in which he hopes for and expects the conversion of his fellow Jews even during his lifetime. But 30 years later, in the Acts of the Apostles, Luke looks back on the Jewish mission as pretty much over. The final words of his hero Paul in the Acts of the Apostles is, "This word of salvation has been sent to the Gentiles, they will believe." So there's a combination of rejection by Christian's fellow Jews and acceptance by Gentiles. Indeed, it can be argued that one of the reasons for Christianity's rapid expansion and success is that it rode on the back of Judaism. It offered to Gentiles a more accessible and less arduous form of Judaism, not requiring circumcision and the observance of the law. It was popular among Gentiles, but not among Jews. For Jews, Jesus was a failed, possibly a false Messiah, cursed by God because of the means of his death. Furthermore, Christians were not loyal to Judaism. In the Jewish war against Rome in the year 67 to 70, the small Christian community in Jerusalem departed, left the city before the final and climactic battle that led to the burning of the city and the destruction of the temple. And there was also rejection from the Jewish side. Sometime around the year 85, Jewish synagogues developed what is called the 19th benediction, or the Birkat Haminim, the benediction against heretics, in which it forbade those who proclaimed two powers in heaven to be part of their worship. So in effect, Christians were excluded from the synagogue as well. So sociologically and symbolically, in the early second century, Christian churches resembled Greco-Roman schools, philosophical schools, which, as you remember, were well organized and followed a common way of life and teachings and so forth than they did the Jewish synagogue. Their structure, organizational structure, resembled that of Greco-Roman clubs and schools. And the major impact from the synagogue was in the forms of worship in early Christianity. The reading of Torah, the reading of Scripture, the prayers, the use of psalms and hymns, these all came not from the side of Greco-Roman culture, but from the side of Jewish culture.